Hello. Now, whilst it's still some time until we meet for our 2026 edition of the International Conferences in Venice, it's important for us to take a look back at some of the achievements that have happened since we last met. Now, one of those significant achievements have been in the UK. And in today's episode, I am delighted to be joined by Tom from Omnicom and Luca from Barb. Both, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the ASI cast.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having us. Looking forward to this.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here.
Good. I was about to say ASI couch there, but then I realised the only one who's actually sitting on a couch for this interview is Tom.
Yes, we've got lovely offices with sofas.
I was going to
nice.
say yeah, the next one I think we'll record from Omnicom's offices. But on with the show. As I say, Omnicom and Barb, obviously Barb, the UK trading currency for what people watch, and Omnicom, one of the largest agency groups and holdcos in the world. Now, here in the UK, where we're recording this from, like so many markets around the world, the buying and selling of TV advertising in its many forms is increasingly complex. Now, earlier this year, Barb launched the mechanism or a tool to support TV advertising across TV, and we're going to hear today about how that's been received, but also how it was developed and what's to come. So the Barb Campaigns Hub, as it's called, was launched earlier this year, and Luca, you were the driving force behind that at Barb. So what's in the name? Because language and words we know are very important in our industry, not least in a crowded market like the UK that's got many offerings designed to equip the buy side in effective delivery. So what is it, and is it really truly something new?
Sure. First of all, I hate doing this, but I have to correct you. It's the Barb Ads Hub, but the concept is it's a campaign hub ultimately, so that would work as well. Barb Ads Hub is a new analytic system designed for full cycle ad campaign reporting, which as you said, we launched earlier this year at the end of January. What does that mean? It means there is a new system, new interface where users can find a pre-campaign forecasting and planning capabilities, and then also post-campaign analysis using our CFLY methodology together. And that means two tools for pre and post, coherent with each other, with aligned methodologies and obviously coherent results, with all the data compiled and reported in line with joint industry standards, as you would expect with everyone that we're doing at Barb. It's designed to, let's say, provide something for everyone at all stages of campaign planning and reporting cycle. And since we launched in January, Barb Ads Hub has quickly become the main destination or the principal destination for over 700 UK buyers and sellers of advertising for what we sort of define as a full cycle campaign optimization.
Okay, great. And thank you for correcting me. As I said, naming is very important, so I'll get that right now going forward. So the Barb Ads Hub, one of a number of tools in the market, but I mean the market's awash with software or various planning and analysis tools, and I'm sure Tom knows that from himself. Why do you believe the market needs it, and why now?
Well, I think the well, first of all, the why now? The trigger for us was when Barb took governance responsibility for CFLY, which happened at the start of 2024. And CFLY started off as a joint collaboration, joint initiative of the broadcaster sales houses in the UK, and then at the start of 2024 came under joint industry governance, with Barb becoming responsible for it. At that stage, we already had a pre-campaign planning solution which was available, or pre-campaign planning methodology if you want, which was available via third-party software. And we wanted to evolve both the pre-campaign planner and post-campaign reporting analysis tool with some sort of in line with user expectations. And so that meant a number of developments and upgrades that we wanted to introduce over the next couple of years. And so when we started looking into that, well, first of all, we realized that we didn't want to be constrained by existing third-party legacy systems, if you want, that in most cases tend to be global solutions that are used across different markets. And also we heard a strong demand from users, and particularly from the agency side, to have the pre and post campaign analysis house in the same tool. And so that's where we made a decision to launch a competitive tender for a new solution that we wanted to specify and fully own. And then from there, RSMB, which is a company behind a lot of the stuff and the methodology that we do at Barb, won the project, and we started the building phase. But in terms of the why and why is important, I think that there is also a broader point around who controls the data that the industry can trust, and also how the data flows through the ecosystem. As you say, to your earlier point, there are so many tools, there's a lot of data, there's a lot of solutions out there. But I think we have, I think it's important that the data that the industry trusts is under a sort of a joint industry and control, and sort of leverages a shared infrastructure. And I think I recently used a motoring analogy, if you want. You know, even the best fuel can't really, increase the performances of very old vehicles or very old cars. I mean, if the cars are one or two generations behind, even the best modern fuel is not going to increase their performances. And I think something similar happened in our space. I mean, Barb for many years produced great fuel, if you want, with rigorous research, joint industry standards, as you said, used for linear TV trading. But then we were rarely in control of where that fuel ended up. And I think what we've done in the last couple of years, and this is not just about Barbados, but it's more a general direction of travel, we have completely changed our data distribution strategy to ensure that we can be in control of where the data sits, how the data gets processed, and then from there it can flow to different industry systems, and we can offer flexibility to users and how they can access this. I think this was the principle and the idea behind the Barb Data Hub, which we launched a few months ago, which is a sort of centralized place for storing and processing Barb data. And if you want, the Barb Data Hub is sort of the foundation on top of which Barb Ads Hub was built as the interface to access campaign analysis. And I think the other point, just to finish on this, that it is really important for us, particularly when you're working with first-party data, because I didn't say earlier, but Barb Ads Hub leverages Barb's reporting and the data from the Barb panel, but also uses first-party data supplied by the services that we measure. I think it's important that users get the same answer to the same question, and so that single source of truth is very important. And by having our own planning and campaign reporting tool, we can achieve that.
Okay, thanks for the explanation. I mean, so you talked about the inputs, obviously including the first party data there you referenced, RSMB's involvement in the design, the build, the methodology, and then your own rationale and need to for data ownership and data governance. But you also talked about it needing to be flexible. So we can be assured from what you said around the inputs and the engine, to let's stick with the fuel idea analogy. But what about the outputs? I mean, how have you ensured that the tools themselves are fit for purpose for the, you know, people in the industry, but for media buyers and sellers?
Sure. Well, like everything else that we're doing at Barb, we have a working group with representative from all our underwriters that oversees our campaign reporting. In this case, though, we went a little bit beyond and we set up an actual user group with over 60 people from all across the industry. So not just TV companies, but also various agency users. I mean, Tom was one of them, as well as you know, the streaming services that we're collaborating with and some advertisers, because we really wanted to sort of design and shape a solution that people could really rely on and use and make the most of it. Something I forgot to say earlier in terms of the why, I think it's also that we wanted users to have a modern look and a modern interface to assess the data. We wanted more modern data visualization solutions, which we didn't have before. But we also wanted to make it easy for people to obtain the data and particularly to export data for then ingestion into proprietary planning tools. And we obviously could only do that by involving the people that were eventually going to use the tool. So we have an API now that allows to get data in the right format for ingesting into proprietary planning tools, and all of this has been developed thanks to, you know, together with the user group.
And Tom, you were, let's bring you in here because you were part of that user group, so how was it for you?
Was part of that user group, and obviously it was a really positive thing to be involved in, and I think that when we're trying to build out these sorts of tools, and obviously there's a you know, they're really important. It's a complex and increasingly complex market. You know, the TV, the video, the streaming space. Being involved in that and making sure that the output of that for agencies is fit for purpose and fit for our teams as well. And you know, my role at PhD head of video is to make sure that you know, what we do for clients, they have the most future-facing video strategies, utilizing all the capability and working with Barb on something that is so important for the industry, so that we can have a joint and shared and trustworthy view on the coverage that it has, is really important. And things like APIs to be able to put that same truthful source of data into our own tools and systems will be really important, and is obviously something that's sort of come out of the user group alongside, you know, all the outputs that we're currently able to see from the tool itself. So it was good for it to be expanded beyond just sort of the underwriters themselves, to include the buyers who will actually be using this on a day-to-day basis, so that we can get the most out of the tool, enabling everybody to you know, have that same trustworthy source of data from a joint industry currency.
Okay. I mean, as you alluded to there, you're head of video. Mm-hmm. In your role, so you're seeing across a number of different video types and form and viewing formats, and the campaign the evaluation tool has been obviously available for 6 months now, and the planner tool since March 2026. Could you give us a sense of, you know, some of the campaigns or the categories that you've been using the hub for? And any findings that maybe have either surprised or indeed reassured you?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, it's there for us to use. It was it's designed, you know, in part by this user group. So we've been able to use it across most of our campaigns, and obviously understanding for the data that currently exists in there, how it's performing and how it's delivering incremental reach is really important. So we are able to use it across, you know, anybody that runs either a combination of TV and BVOD or BVOD by itself to understand what that reach looks like. At the moment, you know, it's still, you know, I would say still quite early in its development. There's still obviously more to go. I'm sure we'll come onto that a little bit later on, but it's quite top line. So we can use it to understand and certainly validate overall performance rather than sort of analyze in a really deep level where we might want to look at sort of more program or category level. But we can certainly see from, you know, the broadcasters that are in there, and it does help us validate the delivery against what we plan and expect that those campaigns to deliver against. So seeing the incremental reach, understanding how sort of BVOD and linear TV can work together, importantly as well, understanding how those differences change or our campaign strategies change by different audiences. That's really important because that was a big thing that also came in this year with the increased number of audiences that we can report it against. But sort of in its simplest form currently, you know, we use it to measure BVOD incrementality on top of linear. And that information can help give more confidence of what we can get delivered out of the BVOD suppliers themselves, confidence in the incremental reach that we can now see that they deliver on top of TV, but also confidence to work out how efficient that BVOD reach is at delivering incremental reach. You know, if we didn't have BVOD on the plan, the incremental reach that BVOD delivered, would that be more or less expensive than say if it was just linear TV? And, you know, very consistently we see that having BVOD on the plan is a more efficient way to reach more people from a cost perspective. And, you know, and that's a very common theme that we see across the campaigns that we use this to measure against.
Okay. Confidence, cost optimized. I mean, is it probably too early to say how it's changed how you plan and assess campaign performance overall, but is there anything that's particularly stood out to you in terms of the hub and having that integrated view?
I mean, it's useful knowing that they are there together, that you can use the hub to plan and then use within the same tool to then understand what your plans actually go and deliver. Obviously, all of us, all of the agencies have, you know, our own proprietary tools, our own proprietary tech to also help us plan on a more granular basis. But being able to do that in a single platform certainly helps with the speed of which we might want to plan, validating some of our own data, some of our own information, and giving confidence that what we are doing is correct, knowing that the data comes from that trusted source, and also knowing it's been developed by, you know, by Barb itself, who have those industry standards that all the information, all the data that goes into CFlight and into the Ads Hub has to comply against. So like you say, John, it's pretty early to, you know, radically change our entire planning process, but it's certainly useful from a speed and a validation point of view to understand what we're doing, has it worked, and what can we do in the future to make it better from that sort of more top line overview that we have at the moment.
Okay. I mean, we've heard a lot about, you know, it's provided reassurance and confidence in what you're doing, but ultimately you're seeking to add value and give confidence to your own clients, the advertisers themselves. What mm-hmm. has been, you know, what's been their response, or how are you indeed using that data externally with the clients?
Well, their response has been positive. Advertisers want more data. They want to see more. They want to understand more. They want to understand every single investment, how every single pound is spent, and the value that adds to the overall campaign. And having this is obviously a real positive. It shows that the industry as a whole is moving in the right direction. It shows that the industry understands the challenges that have always existed. You know, the UK is, you know, is a fantastic market to work in. We're often leading, you know, the world globally in this sort of measurement space, and a lot of that's driven by the output that we see from Barb. So having that there is again a real positive. But yeah, you know, on the whole, advertisers are really supportive of the information they see, and knowing that we are able to see this, knowing that we can understand performance against the coverage that currently exists within the platform to make better decisions for them for their future campaigns. You know, don't get me wrong, there's a long way. I think I still think, you know, and I'm sure Luca would agree, there's still a long way to go with it. But you know, the foundations are there to make something that is really strong, that can really help us make those right decisions and prove the value certainly of video and what it delivers for clients within how we plan and how we can report.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just to add to that, we obviously have relatively limited visibility into what users and particularly buyers do with the data once they've obtained it from the tool. But what we can see how much people are using it and what analysis they're running. And we've noticed that for CFLY post-campaign analysis, actual usage levels have doubled since we launched Barbuds Hub compared to the previous portal. And the vast majority of, as you would expect, the vast majority of those reports that have been requested, they are for they're coming from agencies and clients, and there are a few advertisers who have direct access to it, and they are relying heavily on the tool. Having said that, we also receive feedback every week from users. Most of it is positive, but we're also very aware of what we could do to improve the tool, and that's what we're planning for the next year or so.
Okay, well, let's jump straight into that then. Tom, what could make the tool better, even better?
How long you got? I'm joking. obviously, there's things that can make any tool better. We've already sort of talked about the foundations of Barbuds Hub. You know, it's it had a big working group that could feed into it right from the beginning. You know, all of our feedback, right from the start, has been, you know, when it is available, how can we make that available to our own proprietary tools? Luke, you mentioned APIs. You know, that's the right direction we think to go down, because ultimately everyone's going to be looking at the same data. The data's measured, analyzed on a like-for-like basis for any data that feeds into Barbuds Hub. So whichever agency group you're part of, whichever individual media agency you're part of, you're still going to be looking at the same data that's measured consistently across all the different formats. How we then decide to use that data is obviously up to us to deliver the best outcomes to our clients. You know, Barb don't need to get involved in that. We just need confidence that the data that we're receiving, everyone's receiving the same data, and everyone can, you know, measure what they're getting back sort of on a like-for-like basis. But, you know, how we decide to then use that to deliver better outcomes, to import that data, sort of try to get that into our own tools as well to help our own planning, is really important. So, yeah, for me, that would be quite a big one. But also, you know, linking it back more to outcomes. We talk a lot about reach and frequency. We've always in the industry talked a lot about reach and frequency. We know that reach has always been really important to drive outcomes, but also how do we go a bit deeper than that? You know, we want to understand not only how is reach going to drive intent, conversions, you know, awareness or consideration, but we also need to understand, like, you know, what impact is frequency having across all of those different metrics. So getting some more data such as that, where we sort of can start to talk around things that move beyond just reach and frequency. What is the right level of frequency? What is the right level of reach for this brand in order to drive the objective that we've been set in the brief that we get from our clients? That's really important. MMMs, so of course, going in as well would be another one for us. And how can we link it back to business objectives that we have and that we get sent back, you know, from our clients as part of our briefing process? So all of these sort of things, you know, they'll all hopefully at one stage tied together. It's obviously really complex, and there are many, many different types of video out there in the market. But like I say, and I've sort of always said in our conversation so far, the foundations are there from, you know, it's a joint industry tool built by the joint industry currency in the UK. So yeah, like I say, I think it's a positive step.
Okay, so I mean, you talked about application, APIs and how you can use the data better internally. We've heard there about outcomes and the move towards more richer measures down the funnel, and then video in its wider sense. So I mean, Luca, thoughts, perspectives, what's on the plan?
Sure. Well, the API, in terms of from a data distribution, how people can obtain data, the API is there. We obviously started working with agencies now to understand how they can take the data and how they can build sort of, if you want, regular data feeds into the RAWN systems. Obviously, I think every agency has got like different priorities and working at a different pace. But that's something we're increasingly being busy with. I think the last couple of months. In terms of future developments, I mean, when we launched, we already knew that was just the start. And so, what's coming in September of this year is the thing that we call MMM Data Pack. Is essentially a third module of Barbat Hub alongside the Planner and C-Flight post-campaign reporting, which enables those who are wanting to get data for MMM modeling solutions, MMM modeling purposes, to obtain data that is already packaged to feed into those models. I mean, for years, the industry has used Barb linear data to feed into MMM solutions, but the data wasn't always easy to obtain that data in the right format. For VOD, it was a little bit different, wasn't really available. So what we're doing now, we're packaging together and people can obtain up to 2 years worth of data in one go. So that will be impacts and ratings by day for all the clocks, all the sort of campaigns that people are interested into across linear and VOD. And to be fair, this is just about packaging data in a different way and obtaining those via an API. And then the other two areas, one is extending the coverage of our C-Flight post-campaign reporting, as Tom mentioned earlier, while the pre-campaign planning tool covers linear BVOD as well as all the main SVODs at tiers that we already report as in Barb on a daily basis. The actual post campaign analysis tool is still limited just to linear and BVOD, so to the broadcaster sales houses. We've been talking to the streaming services for a while now, and the good news is we've started the integration of Amazon Prime Video, which will be the first SVOD to be covered by our post-campaign analysis tool. And then we're hoping that the others, particularly Disney and Netflix, will follow very soon. In principle, the tool is open to everyone who is keen to contribute its data to a shared infrastructure, as I said earlier. And I think the expectation from the buyers is that if you are being represented at the allocation stage, so if you are in the planning tool, then you should also provide accountability at the post-campaign analysis stage. So hopefully we can make progress there soon. Sorry, Tom.
I was just going to add, obviously the coverage point is important. You know, you mentioned earlier, John, there's obviously other solutions in the market, but there is no total view. There is no total view of total video or total AV or however you decide to define it. So having that extended coverage is important from our point of view. That's what advertisers want. It's what agencies want. So yeah, obviously great news that you've got Amazon coming in. And yeah, the more coverage that we can get, I think the better.
Okay, I mean, yeah. So go ahead.
No, sorry, it's easier to remember things in three. So there was a third area before I forget. I'm joking. Which is making VOD planning more realistic. I think a lot of the ways VOD services is being planned, I think, has been shaped, if you want, by linear TV practices, and there are good reasons why it used to be like that. But I think if you talk to people in agencies and to planning themes, what they're really looking for is something different. So they want to see things like how VOD campaigns, whether that is SVOD or BVOD, but how the campaign flight, they want to see, they want to be able to control frequency or plan for different levels of frequency and see what they get with that. And these are things that we currently don't have in the tool, but again, we're planning to introduce them later in the year.
Yeah, you know, I think making VOD planning more realistic, that's a big point. You know, I often talk to our team about sort of, you know, not chasing the cheapest impression. We need to chase the most effective impression. And that sort of links quite nicely, I think, to sort of making sure that we're planning more realistic. And when we're looking at what we're buying, we're looking at what impression, what impact, or whatever the metric is going to deliver the most value back to advertisers. So it's really, you know, thinking about the quality as well. From making it a more realistic planning perspective, it needs to sort of reflect sort of real behavior, real delivery as well. And the fewer assumptions that we have, the better. And all this goes back down to, you know, what's our strategy to respond to an individual brief? What is the right amount of times to hit people? Where, when? The more that we can get into, I think, the tool, and have that data feed back into, like I say, sort of, you know, our own individual proprietary tech that we have to enable delivery of those outcomes, that's really, really important as well.
Sorry, and I think to this point, there are two other initiatives we're working on that will definitely going in that direction. In parallel with everything else we're doing at Barb, we've also developed a new campaign reporting protocol that is based on second level granularity, which doesn't mean reporting campaign exposures second by second, but what it means is starting from the MRC 2 second up minimum standard, report campaign exposure by completion threshold in line with our works in the digital world, and being able to do that across all impacts, whether they're linear, BVOD, SVOD, any platform. And so that would be minimum 2 plus second MRC, then 25, 50, 75, 100% completion. And so we're working on that. We've been working on that for a while. As you can imagine, it's a big change potentially for the industry, because it impacts how the data flows through the different systems, and also ultimately also how trading works, which is something for the industry to work out. But we are aiming to have that data available in parallel to our current reporting by next summer. And then the idea is that eventually, if that is the direction that the industry wants to go to, obviously Barb's Hub will be also reporting data using that framework.
That'll be interesting.
Good. Lots of exciting times, exciting things on the planned ahead. Well, look, just leaves it for me now to say thank you for joining us. Do you think the Ads Hub makes things easier, Tom, or just highlights the complexity?
Yeah, I think it makes it easier. No, I don't think there's any doubt as to the complexity within the market that we're operating. But you know where we are at the moment with the Ads Hub, you know, the data that we can get, it highlights campaign performance for something that clients have been asking for a long, long time across TV and BVOD. That's a good start. So yeah, from that perspective, it makes things easier to validate. There's, you know, we discussed this. I think there's a lot more potential. There's more to go. But regardless, we're still operating, we're still planning, and we're still buying, and we're still measuring a really complex video ecosystem. So yeah, we operate in that world, but it certainly helps. So as a long answer to a very simple question, does it make it easier? Yes, I think it does make it easier.
Luca, final word over to you.
I don't want that responsibility. No, I mean, I think there is no getting away from the complexity. And I think while in the long term, definitely our aim is to make things easier, I think in the meantime, if we can make that complexity more understandable and more transparent, I think that is definitely a step forward for the industry. I mean, purely from a BAR perspective, having our own campaign reporting tool makes things a lot easier. From a data governance perspective, we're in control of the entire process, and we have a solution that we can offer to sellers and buyers, and is of interest for advertisers as well. It's added an additional layer for us in terms of for the Barb team to manage a user interface, which we didn't really have before, but I think we're coping pretty well with that. And overall, we're very excited about what's coming next for Barb Ads Hub.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for your cooperation today and joining us for this episode of the podcast. It's been great to hear that whilst the ecosystem is complex, that the Barb Ads Hub is now giving clarity to people like Tom and other media buyers, and ultimately confidence in the power of the medium. So until next time, thank you, Tom and Luca, and to our listeners, bye-bye.
Thank you very much.